where we'll be tonight. First Chronicles 29, I'm going to read a lengthy passage tonight, just about all the chapter, if I could. The Bible says, "Furthermore, David the king said unto all the congregation, Solomon my son, whom alone God hath chosen, is yet young and tender, and the work is great. For the palace is not for man, but for the Lord." For the Lord God, excuse me. "Now I have prepared with all my might for the house of my God the gold for things to be made of gold, and the silver for things of silver, and the brass for things of brass, the iron for things of iron, and wood for things of wood, onyx stones, and stones to be set, glistering stones, and of divers colors, and all manner of precious stones, and marble stones in abundance. Moreover, because I have set my affection to the house of my God, I have mine own proper good of gold and silver, which I have given to the house of my God, over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house, even 3,000 talents of gold, of the gold of Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver to overlay the walls of the house withal. The gold for things of gold, and the silver for things of silver, and for all manner of work to be made by the hands of artificers. And who then is willing to consecrate his service this day unto the Lord? Then the chief of the fathers and princes of the tribes of Israel, and the captains of thousands and of hundreds, with the rulers of the king's work, offered willingly, and gave for the service of the house of God of gold 5,000 talents and 10,000 drams, and of silver 10,000 talents, and of brass 18,000 talents, and 100,000 talents of iron. And they with whom precious stones were found gave them to the treasure of the house of the Lord by the hand of Jehiel the Gershonite. Then the people rejoiced, for that they offered willingly, because with perfect heart they offered willingly to the Lord. And David the king also rejoiced with great joy. Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. David said, Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all, and in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. But who am I? And what is my people? That we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort. For all things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee. For we are strangers before thee and sojourners, as were all our fathers. Our days on earth are as a shadow, and there is none abiding. O Lord our God, all this store that we have prepared to build thee in house for thine holy name cometh of thine hand, and is all thine own. I know also, my God, that thou triest the heart and hast pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of mine heart, I have willingly offered all these things. And now have I seen with joy thy people, which are present here to offer willingly unto thee. O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, our fathers, keep this forever in the imagination of the thoughts of the heart of thy people, and prepare their heart unto thee. And give unto Solomon my son a perfect heart to keep thy commandments, thy testimonies, and thy statutes, and to do all these things, and to build the palace for the which I have made provision." And David said to all the congregation, "Now bless the Lord your God," and all the congregation, "Bless the Lord God of the fathers," and bow down their heads and worship the Lord and the king. And they sacrificed sacrifices unto the Lord, and offered burnt offerings unto the Lord on the morrow after that day, even 1,000 bullocks, 1,000 rams, and 1,000 lambs with their drink offerings and sacrifices in abundance for all Israel. And did eat and drink before the Lord on that day with great gladness. And they made Solomon the son of David king the second time, and anointed him unto the Lord to be the chief governor, and Zadok to be the priest. I'd like for you to notice a little phrase in verse number 17. And this is where I'll bring our message tonight. He said, "I know also, my God, that thou triest the heart and hast pleasure in uprightness." As for me, in the uprightness of mine heart, I have willingly offered all these things. Wow, what a testimony to be able to say. Listen, when you walk away from anything, you ought to be able to make that statement. When you walk away from a job, when you walk away from a ministry that God has closed, and God moves you away, you ought to be with your head raised high. You ought to be able to say that right there. In the uprightness of mine heart, I've willingly offered all these things. That's not the phrase I want us to notice tonight, but that's a good phrase. Here's what I want us to notice tonight. He says, and now have I seen. This is David speaking. And he says, I have seen. What are the next two words? With joy. David says, with mine own two eyes, I have seen. And when I have seen it, it has made my heart joyful. He said, I have seen with joy. That's the next two words. Thy people. He said, I have seen with joy thy people. What has caused David such great joy? What has caused David such great joy is the sacrifice and the service of God's people. And because of it, he praises God. And I want to bring you a message tonight with that simple title, those two words, with joy. With joy. The Bible says in Psalm 92, verse number 1, that it is a good thing to praise the Lord. It is. It is absolutely a good thing to thank the Lord and to praise the Lord, and that is exactly what I like to do with the message tonight. I do not want you to misunderstand by any means that the desire tonight is not to lift up the people of Maranatha Baptist Church, but the desire tonight is to praise the Lord for the people of Maranatha Baptist Church. As David praises the Lord for the people of Israel in 1 Chronicles 29. The Lord has allowed our family 16 and a half years of ministry together with the folks of Maranatha Baptist Church, and we are continually grateful. There's truly not a moment when our minds are not on this place. We live here. When we're on vacation, our minds are here. Wherever we are, our minds are here. And for 16 and a half years, God has allowed us to minister here. We are continually grateful. I want you to think about the Apostle Paul's thankfulness to God for God's people. This is just one passage. There are many similar passages. In Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 through 5, the Bible says, the Apostle Paul speaking, he says, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you always in every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. For what was Paul thankful regarding these people? He was thankful to God for their fellowship, for their love, for their faith. And we could go on and on and on. And so just for a few moments, I'll be very brief tonight. I'd ask that you'd allow me to thank the Lord Jesus Christ for His people here at Maranatha Baptist Church. Number one tonight, with joy, I praise the Lord for the spirit of Maranatha Baptist Church. Number one tonight, with joy, I praise the Lord for the spirit of Maranatha Baptist Church. Verse number 6, here was their spirit. The Bible says, then the chief of the fathers and princes of the tribes of Israel and the captains of thousands and of hundreds. Notice this, with the rulers of the king's work, what did they do? They offered what? Willingly. That was their spirit. They offered willingly. So number one tonight, with joy, I praise the Lord for the spirit of Maranatha Baptist Church. Number two, with joy, I praise the Lord for the service of Maranatha Baptist Church. Verses 6 through 9, we just read verse 6, notice verse 7. And gave for the service of the house of God of gold 5,000 talents and 10,000 drams, and of silver 10,000 talents, and of brass 18,000 talents, and 100,000 talents of iron. And they with whom precious stones were found gave them to the treasures of the house of the Lord by the hand of Jehiel the Gershonite. Notice verse 9. Then the people rejoiced for that they offered willingly, because with perfect heart they offered willingly to the Lord. And and David the king rejoiced with great joy. Back up to verse number 5 as well. Really, I left out the most important verse number 5. It says, the gold for things of gold and the silver for things of silver and for all manner of work to be made by the hands of artificers. Those were skillful individuals. And then notice what he says in the final part of verse number 5. And who then is willing to consecrate his service this day unto the Lord? If you back up, and we're not going to read all this for sake of time tonight, but if you back up just a few pages in chapter number 25 of 1 Chronicles, we have a recording of the singers. In chapter number 26, we have a recording of the porters. All of these were servants. We have the singers, we have the porters. In chapter number 27, we have the captains. And so number one tonight, with joy, I praise the Lord for the Spirit of Maranatha Baptist Church. Number two tonight, I praise the Lord for the service of Maranatha Baptist Church. Number three tonight, with joy, I praise the Lord for the sacrifice of Maranatha Baptist Church. We already read verses 6 through 9. Notice verses 17 and 18 again. He says, I know also, my God, that thou triest the heart and hast pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of mine heart, I have willingly offered all these things. And now have I seen with joy the people which are present here to offer willingly unto thee. In verse 18, O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, our fathers, keep this forever in the imagination of the thoughts of the heart of thy people, and prepare their heart unto thee. Keep what in the imaginations of their heart? What he mentions in verse number 17, that they had willingly offered, and in the uprightness of their heart, they had willingly offered. David says, verse number 17, everything that was in my being, I have given to the nation of Israel. Everything that is in me, I have given as the king of Israel. Nothing was left. He says, by the way, not in the selfishness of his heart, but in the uprightness of his heart, God Almighty being my witness, David said, I have willingly offered all these things. And not only me, but the people have willingly offered all these things. Number one, with joy, I praise the Lord for the Spirit. Number two, for the service. Number three, for the sacrifice. Notice verse number 21 again. And they sacrifices unto the Lord, and offered burnt offerings unto the Lord on the morrow after that day, even 1,000 bullocks, 1,000 rams, and 1,000 lambs with their drink offerings and sacrifices in abundance for all Israel. Number four tonight, with joy. With joy, I praise the Lord not only for the Spirit, for the service, for the sacrifice, but number four tonight, with joy, I praise the Lord for the sensitivity of Maranatha Baptist Church. I praise the Lord for individuals who are sensitive to the truth of God's Word. I praise the Lord for people who are sensitive to be obedient to God's Word. Verse number 18 again, we just read it. He said, O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, our fathers. Notice what he said, keep this forever in the imagination of the thoughts of the heart of thy people. Keep it in the forefront of their minds. Father, never let them get to a point where they're cold on the inside and they don't have a heart to sacrifice. They don't have a heart to serve. They don't have a spirit that willingly offers. Father, keep this in the forefront of their mind. Keep this forever in the imagination. Move away all of those imaginations that don't need to be there. And Father, keep this, what we read in verse number 17. Keep this, keep the uprightness of their heart. Keep this forever in the imagination of the thoughts of the heart of thy people, and prepare their heart unto thee. Why is that important? Because it's going to prepare their heart to continue to serve you and continue to have a right spirit and continue to sacrifice for you. With joy, I praise the Lord for the sensitivity of Maranatha Baptist Church, sensitive to His provision, sensitive to His power, sensitive to His purpose. And I'll close tonight with this final one. Praise the Lord for the spirit and the service and the sacrifice and the sensitivity of Maranatha Baptist Church. But number five tonight. With joy, I praise the Lord for the submission of Maranatha Baptist Church. The submission to God's Word. To God, first of all, and to God's Word. Submission. Being in subjection to God and God's Word. We live in a day where people do not like authority. We live in a day where people are constantly trying to tear down authority. Notice what the Bible says in verse number 10. We've already read it, but if you'll bear with me, I would like to read it again. Beginning in verse number 10, wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. And David said, blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father forever and ever. Where does David start? He starts with God. Because God is always the goal. Because everything begins with God. It doesn't begin with us. It begins with God. True? Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory. I'm thankful for people who understand that. And the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom. Thine is the kingdom. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord. And thou art exalted as head above all. David, the great king. David, the man after God's own heart. And by the way, he was so because of his humility. Because he was humble before his God. That's what separated him from Saul. Saul was a man of pride. Saul, when confronted with his sin, blamed somebody else. But David, when confronted with his sin, pins Psalm 32 and Psalm 51. Verse 12, both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. David said, God, we're nothing without you. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. That's what David is doing here. He's praising God. Praising God for His blessings and His richness and His goodness to the nation of Israel. Solomon is getting ready to be the new king. David, desiring to build the temple, never was able to build the temple. But in verse number 1, we read it. He said, Solomon is the one that you have chosen. And we've prepared with all of our might. We've prepared all the materials. We've prepared the manpower. We've prepared the manner and everything that needs to go into the temple. God, we're nothing. We praise your glorious name. And David says in verse number 14, but who am I and what is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee. For we are strangers before thee and sojourners, as were all our fathers. Our days on the earth are as a shadow, and there is none abiding. O Lord our God, all this store that we have prepared to build thee in house for thine holy name cometh of thine hand and is all thine own. I know also, my God, that thou triest the heart. He says, God, you have pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of mine heart, I have willingly offered these things. Now have I seen with joy thy people which are present here to offer willingly unto thee. There are some people who do what they do because of their pride. And there are some people who do what they do because of the uprightness of their heart. There are some people who do what they do because of their love for others and their heart for others. And there are some people who do what they do because of various reasons. Dear friend, tonight our motive ought to be the uprightness of our heart. When we serve and when we sacrifice, the motive ought to be the uprightness of our hearts. To be consecrated. He said in verse number 5, he says, and who then is willing to consecrate his service this day unto the Lord? It is consecration unto our God. I've been thinking this week on a question that somebody that I had a conversation with somebody about this week, and they made this statement. And I'm still thinking about it because I want to flesh it out and understand it completely. I understand what they were saying. But they said, you know, Pastor, are we as a people, not talking about our church, this individual was just talking about Christianity as a whole. She said, as a people, do we really love God? Or are we just grateful for all the things He does for us? Do I really love God? Or is what appears to be love just, well, I'm just grateful for all the wonderful things He does for me. Now, by the way, that's good, right? And so I'm still thinking about that. Because that's a good question. Is there a difference? I believe there is. I'm trying to figure it out. Do I really love God? Or am I just grateful for His blessings? And David said, in the uprightness of my heart, I have willingly offered all these things. And now have I seen with joy thy people, which are present here to offer willingly unto thee. I'm not an emotional person. Those of you who have been here for 16 and a half years, y'all know that. I'm not a very emotional person. This week has been very emotional for me. Because of the passing of Brother Stark. There have just been moments this week. Just a flood of emotions at the most unusual time would just come over me. Because here was a man who did everything he did in the uprightness of his heart. He just wanted to serve God. He could have possibly lived more years if he hadn't have continued to go to Rwanda and just completely pour himself into those people. But dear friends, when all is said and done, may every single one of us be able to say, in the uprightness of mine heart, I have willingly offered all these things, not expecting anything in return. God, I haven't done this because I'm expecting something in return. I've just willingly offered in the uprightness of mine heart. And now have I seen with joy, and I have seen people in this place. I have seen them willingly offer, not for anything in return, but just willingly offer. O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, our fathers, keep this forever in the imagination of the hearts, the thoughts of the heart of thy people, and prepare their heart unto thee. Look what David is doing. He's praying to God for his son. Give unto Solomon, my son, a perfect heart. Did Solomon have a perfect heart? No. He had 700 wives and 300 concubines. They pulled his heart away from God. But David, as he's getting ready to close out his life and getting ready to really hand over the throne to Solomon, give unto Solomon, my son, a perfect heart to keep thy commandments, thy testimonies, and thy statutes, and to do all these things. Listen, the young man who one day will stand behind this pulpit and will continue to preach, "Thus saith the Lord," is going to need to be a young man who keeps the commandments of God and keeps His testimonies and keeps His statutes to do all these things. Not a young man who's going to compromise and flip-flop and put his finger in the air and see which way the wind is blowing because he doesn't want to offend someone. Because truth never changes. Ever. And it will never change. Doesn't matter how much people want it to change. Doesn't matter how much people want it to change to fit their agenda and their opinions. The truth will always be the truth. And David said, "God, help my son. God, help my son." And to build the palace for which I have made provision. I understand this is talking about a physical building. I totally understand that. Can I ask us tonight, are we making any provision for the next generation? He said, "I have made provision for Solomon to build this palace." Have we made any provision for the next generation to be able to keep God's commandments, to be able to keep His testimonies, to be able to have a perfect heart, to be able to keep the statutes, to be able to do all these things? David said, "All the congregation now bless the Lord your God. And all the congregation bless the Lord God of their fathers and bow down their heads and worship the Lord and the King." Right there is submission. By the way, verses 10 through 20, it's all submission. David said, "God, you're the God. You're the great God. You're the one who has provided all this for us. We wouldn't have any riches. We wouldn't have any honor without you. Riches and honor come of thee," verse 12 says. "Thou reignest over all, and in thine hand is power and might. And in thine hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all." He says, "Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name." It was all submission. God, we praise you. God, we thank you. But who am I? David said, "I'm nothing." Number one, with joy, I praise the Lord for the spirit of the folks at Maranatha Baptist Church, for the service, for the sacrifice, for the sensitivity, and for the submission. And when I say submission, the submission to God and to His Word. To God and to His Word. And if the Lord allows Maranatha Baptist Church another 76 years, may that still be the case. That there's still folks with the right spirit because they have the spirit. Folks who are sacrificing. Folks who are serving. folks who are sensitive to the truth of God's word, because God keeps it in the imagination of their thoughts. He keeps that because he wants to prepare their hearts toward him. And they're sensitive. Hey, be gone with cold hearts. If you have a cold heart tonight, ask God to break it tonight. Ask God to melt it tonight. Submission. God, you're the great God. God, we're going to bow. We're going to worship. Verse number 20, we're going to worship you because you are the only God. God, we're going to obey your word because there is no other God. We're going to stay and we're going to stand with your truth because we don't have anything else. You are truth. Your word is true. With joy. With joy. David said, I have offered, but what I have seen God, your people. And I've watched it, and when I watch it, there's joy. And I have seen with joy thy people. He says, who are present here right now. God, they bring so much joy to my heart. Because I see them offering willingly to you. I praise God tonight for this place that he's given us. I'm thankful for this place that has been here for 76 years. And with the Lord's help and with the Lord's power and with the Lord's word and obedience to it, unless the Lord comes back soon, he'll allow it to continue for many years to come. And I pray that in the years to come, those that fill these pews, maybe even different pews, maybe in a different building, will be people with the same character traits. People who serve, people who have the right spirit, people who sacrifice, people who are sensitive because they listen to the scriptures, they listen to the spirit, and they're sensitive to the leading of God. And they're submissive because God is the only God. Father, thank you for the time tonight. Father, we praise you tonight. We don't praise people.